Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Good morning to you. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Realist Man on Radio. Okay. We have a lot on the agenda. Keeping his promise, Senator John Ossoff, foster care investigation, releases findings of a 13-month probe into safety of foster children. For those of you who have been rocking with me, you already know my background with foster care agencies in the state of Georgia. And this is something that we talked about when the senator first launched the investigation. Findings have now been concluded. Senator Ossoff, good day. Welcome.
Good morning, Rashad. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for this investigation. And we are anxious to get into the weeds of it. What did your investigation find?
A tragic picture of what's befalling the most vulnerable children in Georgia and has been for years. By the account of some of the experts who testified before the subcommittee, we interviewed more than 100 witnesses and sources, many who exhibited great courage in coming forward, a system that's declining in its performance, and according to some of this data, a system that's declining in performance, and putting children's health and lives at risk in a profound way. And why is this important to shine a light on? Because of course it is. These are the most vulnerable kids in our state and in our nation. And the foster care system is meant to be their sanctuary when they have nowhere else to go. And it can be that, and it should be that, but it isn't that in Georgia. And we cannot look away from this. I see too much will in our state to avert eyes, to make excuses, and to pretend this isn't happening under our noses and on our watch. And it is. And children are dying, and it has to stop.
One section, all of these sections are horrific as the scenario is explained. But there's one in particular, and I want you to unpack this one. It's section C of the report. And section C says hundreds of children in DFAC's care were likely sex trafficked in a 5-year span, and nearly 2,000 have been reported missing. That's according to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children Assessment. Can you unpack the severe nature of those numbers and of the reality of sex trafficking connected to our systems in Georgia?
It's one of the most shocking and disturbing aspects of this report, and there's a lot that shocks and disturbs in this report. The background here is that there is an organization called the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. As you noted, it's known as NCMEC. That's its acronym. And it has a mandate from Congress to receive from state foster care agencies reports of children who go missing. And NCMEC specializes in serving and identifying and working with law enforcement to rescue, save, and recover children who fall victim to trafficking and to sex trafficking. And so the subcommittee that I chair, the Human Rights Subcommittee, commissioned, asked them to conduct an analysis of the data in Georgia. And those were NCMEC's findings and their testimony before the subcommittee. They found nearly 2,000 children had gone missing, and they assessed that likely more than 400 had been sex trafficked over that span, and some of those children repeatedly.
Wow. I encourage everyone to get a copy of this, Abuse and Neglect of Children in Georgia's Foster Care System. This is a case study. This is done by Senator John Ossoff, chair of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Human Rights and the Law. I would highly encourage everyone to read this. It's a 60-plus page report, but the findings are spot on to what we understand happens to groups that are vulnerable in America. And this one is particular, in particular, has my blood boiling because, as the senator said, most vulnerable group among us deserves our protection and our attention. Also, Senator, housing funding for the South Side.
Yeah, and Rashad, I want to talk about housing, but let me just make one more quick point, because it's what you just said. You know, foster children, they don't have money and power,
right?
And they can't vote, and they don't have powerful lobbyists looking out for them.
That's
and
right.
That can't be an excuse to let this happen to them. It has to outrage us. We cannot look away, and we have to demand better. Now, I do want to talk about affordable housing, because that's a crucial issue in Metro Atlanta and across the state. So forgive the interruption, please.
There's a real connection with the affordable housing dynamic, because, as you know, a lot of the a lot of what leads to foster care systems are the lack of affordable housing options for the parents, for the family. So talk to us about the money that is coming to the South Side.
So I've just appropriated some substantial funds for construction and renovation of affordable housing units in South Metro. $2 million that I've just appropriated to Atlanta Habitat for Humanity, supporting their ongoing work to construct affordable housing in the Browns Mill Village neighborhood. $500,000 in new federal funding that I've appropriated to Southern Crescent Habitat for Humanity to renovate and build new affordable housing in Clayton County. I'm doing everything that I can and pulling every lever that I see I can pull to try to increase investment in affordable housing supply in the state of Georgia. And as you just pointed out, you know, this is interconnected with these other social and economic issues and injustices. I mean, what eviction does to a family that's in financial precarity, you know, is profound. And displacement because of the nature of our housing market, the inability to, you know, there's little more fundamental for human flourishing than a roof over our kids' head and a safe community. And for too many in Georgia and across the country, that's out of reach. So that's why I'm delivering these resources to build more affordable housing. Habitat for Humanity is a great organization, a Georgia organization. And, you know, they make these homes accessible with interest-free mortgages for eligible Georgians.
That's right. That's right. I've worked with that organization for years. I remember we used to do build a house in a day, and we would work on a home typically 48 hours straight without resting around the clock. And these were opportunities to come together and build, and we would meet the family who would receive the home. These were very beautiful things we did before COVID. We got to bring these things back. Senator, thank you for keeping your promises.
And by the way, that's a Lovejoy community in Clayton. And my pleasure, everyone. This is your Senator John Ossoff. Whenever and however I can help you, it's ossoff.senate.gov. It is my distinct honor to represent you in the Senate.
Thank you, Senator. We'll talk very soon.
Take care.
We got more on the other side. News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.